We're going to take one more call before we go to the quarter hour break, and we're going to go to Susan. Susan, happy holidays.
Thank you very much, John. Happy holidays to you and Ed and Corey there. Quick report. I haven't been calling in because I've been doing the half days on the C4th in the afternoon.
Nice.
And just to give you a report, to kind of follow up with what Mark said, we were out about 2 weeks ago. We were I was using double dropper loop. We were about 180 feet with strips of squid and a huge yellowtail. Got nice. On my line. It took me around, and then it did come off. And about 10 minutes later, the captain, Brian Castleton, cast it out with a sliding sinker and a strip of squid and brought in a 27-pound yellowtail.
Nice.
So those fish, it's amazing to me. I mean, it's not summertime fishing anymore, but those yellowtail are still there. So that was kind of fun to see that. Ed, I had a question about seeker rods. I'm looking for a 30-pound outfit, possibly to put my Accurate 270 on, either for an overnight, a day and a half, or a 2 day. What rod would you recommend for that?
Well, the standard 30-pound rod in our company is the 670.
670,
yeah,
okay.
7 foot, 30, rated 30-pound. Now, there's other rods that top out at 30 pounds. For example, let's see, a 970 is rated 20 to 30. So okay. You'd have the 30 pounds at the top, but it would be a little softer. But the standard classic 30-pound stick that if somebody comes into our booth and says, I need a 30-pound, 670. Now, whether it's a Super Seeker, Black Steel, or Black Classic, that's kind of up to you.
So Susan can start with a 670 and decide whether she wants a softer rod or a beefier.
You can pull on the 670, and then if you wanted it a little lighter, like I said, you could go down to and try the 970.
Okay. In terms of lengths, do you have a strong feeling one way or the other about, I mean, I see a lot of guys now with 7, 8, 9 foot rods. Do you have a feel for that, or is that individual preference too?
Well, I think John can answer that question probably a little better for you. Okay. As far as, I think people are utilizing the rail a lot more than they ever have before.
Yeah, but for what you do, Susan, that and especially 30 pound,
yeah.
I have some like 8.5 and 9 foot. This is for fishing 20 to 30 pound test, and basically I had those rods built when we were still fishing anchovies. They're too light at the tip to throw a sardine, and they really are kind of an odd size for fishing on a sport boat. They really are. They're a little bit long and you can't move around the boat as well with them. The tips, it's almost like the buggy whip thing we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In the era of that we're in now, the sardine fishing, fly line sardine for yellowtail, mm-hmm. for just about all the tuna, all the surface species, that heavier bait, you'd like to stay around a 7, maybe a 7.5 foot rod. You know, all those, what I was just talking about, my 8, 8.5, yep. 9 foot bait rods, they all have ultralight roller guides on them just for castability, but it's for casting really small live bait. So I would stick with the 7 at the most 7.5 foot, but a 7 foot bait rod for throwing a sardine is really a good length, and you can work with it around. You know, it's not hard to hold all day, and mm-hmm. and you can put your 270 on it, and it fits on that combination really, really well. And I like fishing an 870 as well.
No, I was just going to tell her.
I mean, if I was going to, and then you can fish 25 and 30, but for that size reel, I would look at an 870. Really would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I always learn an incredible amount when I listen to your show, so thank you very much, and all the information. I'm taking notes here. So,
alrighty.
Anyways, thank you very much.
It's wonderful hearing from you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.